A very wonderful morning to my esteemed listener. I am Yemi Graceman Adulaju, Lead Pastor, Lighthouse International Christian Center, Samonde UI Road, Ibadan, Nigeria, welcoming you to today's edition of our program, Daily Impact. For our meditation and discussion, we're considering the Word of God from the book of Romans, chapter number 8, verse number 18, and also 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 17. The Bible in Romans 8:18 says, "For I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us." Whatever the sufferings you are going through at the moment, they are nothing, cannot be compared with the glory that shall be revealed in us. That is, there is a glory about to be revealed in you. There's a glory that God has packaged with you and for you, and that shall be revealed irrespective of the pressure, irrespective of the sufferings or the challenges of this present time. In 2 Corinthians chapter number 4, verse number 17, the word of God says, "For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, is working for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory." Whatever the affliction you are going through, Paul says it is a light affliction, at least compared with what Paul went through. All the afflictions and the sufferings of Paul, the shipwrecks on a number of occasions, the beating 5 times by the Jews, the stoning to death, the actual killing, and then they left him for dead. He got up again. So many things, sufferings and hunger and lack and disappointment by brethren, fake and false brethren. All these Paul considered a light affliction. It is a light affliction. And he says this light affliction is but for a moment, and it is going to work out a far more an exceeding weight of glory in us. The number 7 point I need you to note about the reason, the need, or what the inner strength determines is that it determines the weight of glory you can carry. Don't forget, we have looked at the necessity, the need for the inner man, your inner man to be strong. It determines the level of spiritual authority you command. It determines your ability to resist the devil. It determines your power to say no to temptations, and then the ability to withstand pressures, challenges, and adversities of life. Don't ever forget, it determines your adversity quotient. It also determines your endurance level. It determines how well you manage their fears of life. And point number 7 is that it determines the weight of glory that you can carry. The word of God in the book of Romans says there's a glory about to be revealed in us. 2 Corinthians described this as an eternal weight of glory. Glory has weight. The man that will carry great glory must be greatly prepared. The womb that must carry a Samuel must be greatly prepared by the Almighty God. Little wonder then, the womb of Anna was prepared for this greatness that was coming into her. So, the weight of glory you carry is determined by your inner strength. How strong your destiny is, how strong your inner man is, will determine the level of glory you can carry. The glory, the weight of glory you can exhibit. Don't ever forget, glory has weight. And so it is the strength on your inner man that will determine the level of glory you can carry. If your inner man is leveled, the strength of your inner man is measured at a 4, you cannot carry the weight of glory that is 8. You can only carry a weight of glory that is 4, the maximum, or below 4, if your engine will not knock. It is like a generating plant that has the capacity of 5 kVA. You cannot carry equipment that is more than 4.8 or 4.5 kVA. Otherwise, you will put a lot of strain on that generating plant. It will be a lot of strain and it will quickly get spoiled. You can only put between the 3 and 4.5 or 4.8 load on your 5 kVA generator. Ditto for a 10 kVA generator, it cannot carry loads more than 10 kVA. At best, more than 9.5 kVA. What am I saying? If your kVA is a 10. You have a 10 kVA inner energy, inner strength. You can't carry at 50 kVA worth of load. And so you don't have to envy another man who is carrying a 40 kVA load, because that is his capacity. So your level, or the level of your inner strength, determines the weight of glory you can carry. God wants to prepare you for the glory that is coming. This is why Paul the Apostle, in his admonition to the Ephesian elders, in Acts of the Apostles chapter 20 verse 32, said, "Brethren, I commend you unto God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and give you an inheritance among all them which are sanctified." The word of God will first build up your capacity to carry the weight of glory. It will build you up, develop you, mature you, perfect you, before it gives you your inheritance. Because if you are not prepared for your inheritance, you will lose it as soon as you get it. So the level of your inner strength, the level of the strength of your inner man, determines the weight of glory that you can carry. Increase your capacity, develop yourself, so you can carry a great and eternal weight of God's glory. Finally, number 8, the level of your inner strength determines the defense of your destiny. In the book of the prophet Isaiah, chapter 4, verse 5, the word of God says, "And the Lord will create upon every dwelling place of Mount Zion and upon our assemblies a cloud and a smoke by day, and the shining of a flaming fire by night. For upon all the glory shall be a defense." Your glory must be defended, because there is a great fight against every great glory. The greater your glory, the greater the fight you will face. You will need to fight this fight, face and fight it and overcome it, and then enjoy your glory. Enjoy the glory of your destiny. So upon every glory, there must be a defense. And talking about this defense, God is your defense. But the level of the strength of your inner man also determines the defense of your destiny. There are forces, there are powers that are out there to pluck down your star. There are forces, there are powers that want to shoot down your star. The level of your inner strength, however, will determine your ability to resist them, to overcome them. Do not forget, the Bible says, through the greatness of your power, the enemies will submit to you. Enemies submit to power. So your destiny, your inner man must be strong. Your man of destiny must be strong if you are going to resist the attacks on your life and on your destiny. For a defense of your destiny, your inner man must be strengthened. In Numbers chapter number 23 and verse 23, the word of God says, "Surely there is no enchantment against Jacob, neither is there any divination against Israel. According to this time, it shall be said of Jacob and of Israel, what hath God wrought?" There is no enchantment. There are lots of enchantment going around, going on in the atmosphere, going on here and there. There are divinations going on against lives and against destinies. Destinies that are weak, inner man that is weak, will succumb to this enchantment, to this divination against him. But in a strong inner man, we'll be able to repel the divination. We'll be able to repel the enchantment coming against him. And this is my desire, that you will be strengthened with might in your inner man, so you'll be able to repel all the enchantments and the divinations being practiced against you and against your destiny. It is important for you to note this. There are enemies everywhere. There are people who do not want you to survive in that new office. There are people who do not want you to enjoy your promotion. There are people who do not want those great things to happen for you. They don't want the great things that have happened to be sustained. They want to shoot you down. They want to bring you down. They are constantly saying, "Come down." And it is the strength of your inner man that will make you to say, "I refuse to come down." It is the strength of your inner man that will cause you to stand and that will defend your destiny. There was mischief, enchantment, and divination being practiced against Israel. But because their destiny was strong, the destiny of Israel was strong, the inner man of Israel was strong, Israel could not be cursed. Israel could not be enchanted. Enchantments failed. Divination failed, because the destiny was not going to succumb to evil. May your destiny not succumb to evil and to evil pressures in Jesus' precious name. Let us pray. I'd like you to lift up your voice and begin to pray. Father, strengthen my destiny to carry great glory. I receive that inner strength. I receive that inner stamina to be able to carry the weight of glory that God has prepared for me. I receive that strength to be able to carry the glory that is about to be revealed in me. In the name of Jesus, I receive that strength that is commensurate with the glory that is coming. In the name of Jesus, I receive that strength, strength for my inner man. In the name of Jesus, lift up your voice and begin to receive the grace to carry the weight of glory that is about to be revealed. Lift your voice and begin to pray. I receive the grace of the Almighty God, grace to carry the weight of glory about to be revealed in me, grace to carry the weight of glory about to be shown, to be manifested in my life and in destiny. I receive that grace to carry this weight of glory in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Lift up your voice and pray and say, Father, let my destiny be divinely defended. Let my destiny be divinely defended in the name of Jesus. Oh God, I pray, strengthen my destiny. Let my destiny be defended. My inner man receive strength to repel enchantment, to repel opposition, to repel divinations. In the name of Jesus, receive that inner strength now in Jesus' precious name. Speak to your glory. My glory begin to break forth now. Let my glory break forth in my academics. Let my glory break forth in my career, in my business, in my ministry, in my finances. Let my glory break forth. Let glory break forth upon my family. My time has come. Let glory break forth and let God's name be glorified. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed. Amen. I declare that your glory will break forth by reason of the power of God upon your life. Your glory shall be defended. Your destiny shall be defended. Your inner man is strengthened today to receive the spiritual strength and stamina to withstand all pressure and to carry your weight of glory in the name of Jesus. So shall it be. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. Our 18th anniversary convention commences today. Join us at the Light Cathedral as we receive the ministry of God's choice servant, Pastor Tolu Okusanya, to thrive. You will thrive in the name of Jesus. 5:30 p.m. today at the Light Cathedral. The Lord bless you as you attend. You may wish to join the meeting on any of our social media platforms, on Facebook at LICCNG1, on Twitter at LICCNG, and on YouTube at Lighthouse International Christian Center. Subscribe to my YouTube channel and follow me on other social media platforms. My handle is at Yemi Graceman. Forward this message and share the link with your contacts. Until I come your way again tomorrow for another exciting edition of our program, I am Yemi Graceman at Duloju, wishing you a very glorious day. The Lord bless you.